Debbie Wasserman Schultz chairs the Democratic National Committee. Last week, she voted against legislation in the House that would prevent the federal government from interfering with state medical marijuana laws. That drew attention in Florida because voters here will decide in November whether to legalize medical marijuana. Wasserman Schultz emphasizes that she has no position on that state ballot measure, but she told WLRN she is concerned it may be too vague on issues like government oversight.
I believe that we should allow medical marijuana when there is evidence that a low dosage form can provide relief. But the concerns that I have with Florida's amendment are simply that it appears to be a little open-ended, so that there would potentially not be enough regulation to ensure that it could not be abused.
That prompted an angry response from Florida medical marijuana supporters like Democratic Party donor John Morgan. He calls Wasserman Schultz an irritant, but she insists her warning is valid given Florida's history.
We don't have the best track record in Florida when it comes to pill mills, when it comes to fraud, particularly in the area of health care.
Wasserman Schultz says she will not respond to Morgan's remarks. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.